सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी आर सीइंग विदेह मुक्ति, विदेह मुक्ति। What happens to Jivan Mukta or a Brahmavid? Brahmavid and Jivan Mukta are two states. In both cases, after the drop of body, there will be Videha Mukti. Whether he is a Brahmavid or a Jivan Mukta, when the body drops, Videha Mukti, no more birth. He becomes one with the Brahman. How he becomes one with the Brahman? Gross body we see here going to Panch Mahabhut. Subtle body made of subtle Panch Mahabhut breaks and goes into the Panch Mahabhut. What happened to causal body? Causal body was removed when he realized the Tattva. When he directly experienced Aparoksha Anubhuti, at that time causal body, Agyan is gone. So while living, he is Gyani. So what happened to the Atman? So it was said, few examples were given. Like darkness enters into the effort, or when the water is merged in the water, or the milk is merged into the milk, and oil is merged into the oil, we don't get the individual identity of water, milk, or oil when poured. Same way, the Atman, we all know, Brahman conditioned by body is Atman. When bodies are not there, truly speaking, it was never a separate. We say pot space is different from the total space, but from the standpoint of the total space, pot space is not different. It is one and same. Then it was said, Esa yati na avartate puna. This yati, this striver, this seeker, this Brahmavid, this Atmavid will never come back again. Why will not come back again? Because he has become Brahman. And Brahman cannot be born. Brahman is unborn. So once I become Brahman, there is no question of rebirth. Then where is this bandhan and mukti? Bondage and freedom, kahan hai? That is said in intellect. Bandhan and mukti is in anatma. What is intellect? Anatma. There is no bandhan mukti in atma. So bandhan mukti is in anatma, not in atma. What is this bandhan and mukti? When the truth is veiled, it is bandhan. When the truth is revealed, you are mukta. Can ignorance really veil truth? Can a cloud cover a sun? No. No. From the stand of Brahman, there is nobody other than Brahman. So who is there to cover Brahman? From that standpoint, there is nothing else there. Only Brahman is there. Who is going to cover Brahman? So there is no covering. Simple sentence. If we identify with the anatma, bandhan. If we disidentify from anatma, it is mukti. So simple. Identified with the anatma is bandhan. Disidentified, mukti. So bandhan and mukti is related to anatma only. And bandhan and mukti, they are in intellect. Who is illuminating? It is the consciousness is illuminating. Consciousness is different from anatma, from these vrittis, from this vritti of bandhan and mukti. And how is this consciousness? It is asanga, advaya, akshay, chitarupa. And how can I know that? Chitsarupatman. Pratibodha viditam in Kenobrisa said. Pratibodha, in each thought it is illuminating. In each thought you can find it is there. Pratibodha viditam. So this much we have seen earlier. Now today we will see 575.
Na nirodho na chotpattih.
Na nirodho na chotpattih.
न बद्धो न च साधकः
न बद्धो न च साधकः
न मुमुक्षुर्न वै मुक्तः
न मुमुक्षुर्न वै मुक्तः
इत्येषा परमार्थता
इत्येषा परमार्थता
न विरोधो न चोत्पत्ति न बद्धो न च साधकः न मुमुक्षुर्न वै मुक्तः इत्येषा परमार्थता.
Everything is blasted in this verse. Everything of the world, whole anatma is blasted. And this verse Shankaracharya has taken from the Mandukya Upanishad, chapter 2, Karika 32. Gaurapadacharya, who is the Dada Guru of Shankaracharya, he wrote Karika. He wrote the Karika on Mandukya Upanishad. Mandukya Upanishad got only 12 verses. But the Karika, more than 200 verses to explain those 12 mantra. So at one place, Gaurapadacharya says, Na nirodho na cha utpatti. Everything is blasted. Na nirodha. There is no dissolution. Now utpatti, there is no birth. Now dissolution, you can think about the creation or dissolution of the individuality, jivatva. There is no dissolution of ego. There is no birth of ego. There is no dissolution of the whole creation. There is no birth of the creation. Na baddha, there is no bondage. Nacha sadhaka, there is no sadhak, aspirant for mukti. Namumutsu, there is no seeker of liberation. Navai mukta, indeed there is no liberated one. Iti esa paramarthata, this is ultimate truth. Kuch nahi hai. In this verse, you will find the whole superimposition is negated. You know, adhyarop. And apavad saili, Brahman, and on that the whole universe is adhyarop, superimposed. Now what we have done? We have negated the whole thing. There is nothing there. Okay, so everything is refuted in this verse. So when you reach that state, from that state you can say, na nirodho na cha utpatti. You ask rope, where is the snake? No. There is no birth of snake, there is no dissolution of snake. Kuch bhi nahi hai. We superimpose all these things. So we have to realize, and after that we can say this verse. Na nirodho jan utpatti. But in society we find baddha, sadhak, mumuchu, janma, mrityu, but they are all at empirical level. This verse is from the absolute level, from the standpoint of Brahman. These things are not there at all. So this way the whole superimposition is negated. Adhyarup is removed. What remains? Brahman remains. So what is this whole world? It is imagination of our mind. And no imagination can be true. If it is imagination of mind, then imagination cannot be true. Then what is this world? Where is this world experienced? It is in mind. Now come to Raman Maharshi. He says, Manasam tu kim margane krite, naiva manasam margarjava. Try to find out whether mind is there or not. You will come ultimately to the conclusion that there is no mind. Where is the world? World is in mind. How are we experiencing? Idam vritti. As a idam vritti we are experiencing. If the mind is not there, are you seeing the world? No. In the deep sleep, there is no world. Therefore, mind is world. Inquire this mind. It is not there. For that, you refer to Upadeshar discourse which we discussed. So in the mind itself is the consciousness. Where is consciousness? In the mind itself. How can I reach? Remove the idam vritti and aham vritti, you reach there. You don't have to do anything. Okay. Once you get the aparoksha anubhuti of that, then you will come to know that the all anatma thing, all idam vritti and aham vritti are unreal. Why they are unreal? Because they are changing and perishable. Every moment the vrittis are changing. Can I say the vrittis are real? No. What is real? Which stage in 3 period of time? So the illuminator of the vrittis, it stays in 3 period of time. Whether the vritti is there or not there, the illuminator is there. In deep sleep, the illuminator is there, illumining that there is no vritti. Abhavakar vritti is also being illumined. So once we recognize that consciousness, after that, stay in that consciousness. Stay in that. Remember that consciousness. Abide in that. Bas, ho gaya, kaam khatam. Gurudev says, in reality, you are Brahman itself. There is nothing whatsoever other than Brahman. There is never any birth, nor death. There is neither a seeker in Brahman, nor one who has the burning desire for liberation, nor even one who is liberated. Other than Brahman, kuch hai nahi. How can one say that I am seeker, I am mukta? Only Brahman is there, non-dual Brahman is there. So then even the liberation is not an occasion for glorification. That is your natural, that is your real nature. In fact, you have not gained anything at all. You gained nothing at all. Only you came to know that you are Brahman. All that you say is, what a fool I was. I never knew my own nature. There is nothing to be realized. You are that. You are that. This is the supreme truth at the moment of realization to the realized. So we all are Brahman and Brahman only. Okay, the next topic. Blessed disciple liberated.
Sakala nigama chuda, sakala nigama chuda, swanta siddhanta rupam,
swanta siddhanta rupam,
paramidamati guhyam,
paramidamati guhyam,
darshitam te mayadya, darshitam te mayadya, apagata kali dosham,
apagata kali dosham,
kama nirmukta buddhim,
kama nirmukta buddhim,
sasuta vada sakritvam,
sasuta vada sakritvam,
bhavayitva mumukshum,
bhavayitva mumukshum,
sakala nigama chuda swanta siddhanta rupam paramidamati guhyam darshitam te mayadya apagata kali dosham kama nirmukta buddhim swasuta vada sakritvam bhavayitva mumukshum.
Come to the fourth line. Tvam bhavayitva mumuchum. All discussion is complete now. Now, Shankaracharya ji saying, Tvam, you, bhavayitva, considering to be mumukshum, seeker of liberation, thinking that you are a mumukshu, then darshitam te mayad, darshitam has been shown to you, maya, by me, adya, today. Today I gave you that knowledge. Today I gave you that knowledge. Considering, thinking that you are a mumukshu, seeker of liberation, I have given you that knowledge, which is very secret. Paramguhyam, that knowledge. What is that secret? It is said, sakal nigam chuda swant siddhanta rupam. Sakal, all. Nigam, all scripture. Chuda, essence. Swanta, ultimate truth about ourselves. Swa anta. Swanta means swa, apna, anta. Anta means the essence. So I have told you about the essence. Siddhanta rupam, and it is the innermost essence in all of us. So nigam chura, Upanishad, Vedant. Nigam chura means the Vedant. I give you the total Vedant. What is this Vedant? Swanta Siddhanta Rupam. It is innermost essence of Ved. It is very subtle, innermost. It is jewel of Vedanta, nigam chura. It is secret, ati guhyam. Ati guhyam. Unless somebody tells you, will never come to know. Ati guhyam. Raj Vidya, Raj Guhya Yoga, we find in Gita. Ati Guhyam. And Param Idam, it is supreme. I gave it to you because you are Mukshu. You asked for it. I gave you. Okay, what else to be done? Now, Shankaracharya is giving advice. At this state, he is Brahmavid, Atmavid. He has to become Jivan Mukta. There are two steps. Number one, Apagat Kali Dosam. Apagat Kali Dosam. May the faults of Kali, Vasana, may you be able to destroy all your Vasanas. After Brahmavid, there will be Vasana. Don't get confused by seeing a Swami or a Brahmachari realize what he is doing. Till the Vasana will be there. And Manonas. Two steps are there. Vasana chai, Manonas. Same thing is said. Apagat Kalidosa is the Vasana chai. And Kam Nirmuktam Buddhi. Kam Nirmuktam. May your mind be free of any kam. No desire. No desire. So you are eligible for this knowledge, therefore I gave you. How you gave me? Swasutabat, like my own son. Shankaracharya is saying to the Shishya, I consider you my son. Swasuta. Mera bete ki tarah bataya aapko humne. Swasuta, tvam bhavayitva mumuksham, oh seeker of liberation, I consider you as my own son. Okay, that shows there is a love in the Guru's mind toward the Shishya. Like the guardian and parent take care of the son, same way I treated you like my son. Asakrit, sakrit means once. Asakrit means I told you this again and again, again and again. Again and again I told you. I advised, warned about the obstacles, how to reach their means. Again and again I told you. So in Vivek Churamani you will find there are a lot of repetitions. Repetitions are there. When we tell anything to our children, they don't listen. You have to repeat again, again, again. Same thing. Shankaracharya is saying, I have repeated many times. Many times. Okay. But he has got a love toward his sister, like Lord Krishna has got a love toward Arjuna. Yamaraj has got a love toward Nachiketa. Same way, Shankaracharya has got love toward his student. And in Mundak Upanishad also we find, Shishya is like a putravat, like a son. So this way Guru imparted knowledge to Shishya, who was fit for the knowledge. Gurudev, right? The crest of the thoughts in the Vedas, the deepest purport of Upanishadic literature, the most secret knowledge has been given out to you by me that you may achieve purification from the impurities of vasana, vasana chay, and that you may make your intellect fully free of desire, manonas. So the stages are Brahmavit. What is Brahmavit or Atmavit? Sravan, Manan, Nididhyasan, Nirvikalp Samadhi, Aparoksha Anubhuti. You become Atmavit or Brahmavit. After that, if you want to become Jivan Mukta, still we have to pass, we have to do some sadhana for Vasana Chay, Manonas. When these two happen, when we say Jivan Mukta. This Jivan Mukta, when the body drops, becomes Videha Mukta. But the Atmavit and the Brahmavit also will become Videha Mukta. Whether he becomes Jivan Mukta or not, doesn't matter. He will also be Mukta.
Iti shrutva gurur vakyam.
Iti shrutva gurur vakyam.
Prasrayena kritanatihi.
Prasrayena kritanatihi.
Satena samanugyatah.
Satena samanugyatah.
Yayo nirmukta bandhanah.
Yayo nirmukta bandhanah.
Iti shrutva gurur vakyam. Prasrayena kritanatihi. Satena samanugyatah. Yayo nirmukta.
So what Shishya did after that? Iti srutva guru vakyam prasrena. Hearing the words of the teacher with humility. Prasrena with humility. Krita anati. Krita means did. Anati means prostration. With reverence he prostrated to his teacher. So Shishya is thinking, Guru has imparted me knowledge. He didn't see my shortcomings. He considered me as his own son. With love he imparted me the knowledge. Now Shishya is taking his permission. Sa tena samanugyata. Sa mana he, that Shishya, tena, from that teacher, samanugyata, obtaining permission, yayo nirmukta bandana, yayo event. निर्मुक्त बंधन है, देयर इज नो मोर बंधन, मुक्त हो गया. सो आफ्टर ऑब्टेनिंग हिज परमिशन वेंट हिज वे फ्रीड फ्रॉम द बॉन्डेज. सो वेयर ही वेंट, उसकी मर्जी. दे आर टू थिंग्स टू बी डन, वासना चयन, मनोनाश. वॉट गुरुदेव डिड, ही डिडंट सिट देयर इन द कुटिया तपोवन महाराज. आफ्टर ही अटेंड द मॉलेज, निकल चलो, उनको सांदीपनी बनाना है. ही केम आउट एंड एस्टैब्लिश सांदीपनी अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज वासना. ही डिड इट. सो विथ रेफरेंस गुरुदेव राइट विथ द प्रीवियस वर्स, द मेन थीसिस ऑन वेदांत इज कंक्लूडेड एंड द शंकर इज इन ए फ्यू कंक्लूडिंग वर्सेज ट्राइंग टू वाइंड अप द ड्रामा ऑफ द टीचर एंड द टॉट रिलेशनशिप. Let me tell you, the teacher and the taught sister both is Shankaracharya. This is a drama. He himself becomes sishya and asks question. And he becoming a teacher, he answers that. So this is a drama by Shankaracharya. In the opening verses, we had the enumeration of the qualities of the true student and where the told of the nobility of the grandeur of the teacher's personality. So guna or lakshan of guru and shishya was told in the beginning. Then such a perfect student was made to surrender to an ideal teacher when the student raised the intellectual question regarding his spiritual problem. The question were exhaustively answered and the discourse had concluded in verse number 576. And what was the question? You remember? को नाम बंध है, कथमेश आगत है, कथम प्रतिष्ठाश्च, कथम विमोच, को सावनात्मा परम का आत्मा, तयोर विवेक कथम एत उच्यताम, इन 49 वर्स. एंड आफ्टर दैट द आंसर स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम 50 एंड एंडेड एट 576. इन दीज फॉलोइंग वर्सेस शंकर इज पॉइंटिंग आउट द रिएक्शन अपॉन द स्टूडेंट ऑन intelligently listening to and dynamically pursuing the wisdom of this textbook. Shishya did two things, attentively listened and acted upon this. I hope you also did both the steps. I hope only. You listened attentively, no doubt about that. But the second part, Gurudev want that we all should act on that. Freed from all personality encumbrances, the student on full realization take leave of the teacher and goes the way to revel in his own subjective experience ever after. Teacher will not say, Shishya, I have given you knowledge, now you are free, now for the rest of the life you serve me. No. Bhago, we all wanted to stay in Sandipani after 2 years course. Guruji says, Bhago, I have given you the knowledge. After that, you do whatever you want to do. To the student who has thus realized from his view, there is no difference between himself and the teacher. Both are experiences of the one infinite self. Both are Brahman only. Both have got the same experience. But still, yet the student prostrates, see, with reverence. At the feet of the teacher, out of reverence, in spite of his realization, the student cannot overlook his sense of utter gratitude to the master who has awakened him from the dark, dreary misconceptions of the ego and introduced him into the amphitheater of the self. Even after realization, guru remains guru, shishya is still shishya. Whenever he meets, he has to prostrate. He has to sit on the floor. Acha, this was about the shishya. What happened to guru? Guru did?
Guru reva sadananda. सिंधो निर्मग्न मानसः पावयन्वसुधां सर्वा
पावन्वसुधां सर्वा विचचार निरन्तरः गुरुरेव सदानन्द सिन्धौ निर्मग्नमानसः पावयन्वसुधां सर्वा विचचार निरन्तरः
गुरु एव सदानन्द सिन्धौ निर्मग्नमानसः गुरु वेर इज माइंड His mind is in the Sadananda Sindhu, in the ocean of bliss. In the ocean of bliss means what? Where is mind? His mind is always anchored there, in Satchidananda. So Guru also left that place, Pavayan Vasudham Sarvam Vichachara Nirantara, Pavayan, blessing Vasundham, world. He left that place. Then he started wandering here and there. Sarvam vichacharam, wandered nirantaram, constantly. So Guru also forever wandered about, verily blessing the whole world. Earlier in Vivek Churamani, Shankaracharya says, Santa mahanto nivasati santo vasantavat lokaidam charanta. The Guru is the Santa. Mahantam, mahan, great soul. Basantavat lokhitam charanta. Lokhitam for the welfare of people. He is wandering. Ab aur kya milega? Mere ko kidhar jana hai? He is wandering. So they go and spread knowledge. Sukhdev gave knowledge to Parikshit, and when the 7 day discourse is over, Sukhdev left. So after that, Sisidan also gone from that place, and the Guru is also gone. So in this text, as I earlier told you, Guru and Shishya both are Shankaracharya. He himself is Guru, he himself is Shishya. So when the disciple had gone, the Guru did not sit back with a sign of relief. Chalo gya, chutti. No.
Jaan bachi.
The Guru also, with his mind fully steeped in the ocean of eternal bliss, moved about blessing the whole world, ever ready to explain and guide seekers who might approach him. His job is only this. If he gets the right student, he will impart that knowledge. Now the glory of this textbook from 579 to 581.
Ityacharyasya shishyasya संवादेनात्मलक्षणम् निरूपितं मुमुक्षूणां सुखबोधोपपत्तये इत्याचार्यस्य शिष्यस्य संवादेनात्मलक्षणम् निरूपितं मुमुक्षूणां सुखबोधोपपत्तये
इति दस आचार्यस्य शिष्यस्य संवादेन बाय इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ डायलॉग संवाद बिटवीन आचार्य एंड शिष्य सो इन संवाद A sister can ask question. Krishna Arjun Sambhat. There Arjun asked many questions to Bhagwan. It is not only one way discourse. Whenever there is a doubt, you ask question. And the teacher will explain you. What was given? Atmalakshanam nirupitam. Atmalakshan, indicating the self. The dialogue expounded. Indicating the self, what is self? This was explained. To whom? Mumukshunam. To the seeker of liberation. Why? Sukhabodha upapattaye for obtaining. Upapattaye for obtaining. What? Sukhabodha for easy comprehension. For easy comprehension, he explained whole. So if you want to easily comprehend, Shankaracharya is saying, easily comprehend the truth, the Atman. Follow Vivek Churamani. because he has repeated many, explained the same thing again and again. For easy comprehension, we should follow Vivek Churamani. And what he has done? He has explained Advaita Darshan. You will find he never referred to other darshans, not other darshan. Advaita Darshan he has explained, and Advaita is difficult to understand. But if you want to understand easily, he says this is the most sukhbodh. For easy comprehension, we should refer to this, because this is poetic. This is poetic, and it is explained very in simple terms. It is explained, and Gurudev has commented on it. It is a blending of idea and beautiful commentary of Gurudev. So this is beauty of Hindu darshan. All our Upanishad, Puran, everywhere you will find. In Bhagavat also you will find there is a question and answer type. So this is also in the same way it is explained. Now Shankaracharya is very compassionate. Again he is reminding in one verse what should be our qualification for easily comprehending. What is the basic quality required for easily comprehending this Advaita Vedanta and realizing this life? Next verse, 518.
Hitamidamupadeshamadriyantam. Hitamidamupadeshamadriyantam. Vihita nirasta samasta citta dosha. Vihita nirasta samasta citta dosha. Bhava sukha virata prashanta citta. Bhava sukha virata prashanta citta. Shruti rasikayatayo mumukshavoye. Shruti rasikayatayo mumukshavoye. Hitamidam upadeshamadriyantam. Vihita nirasta samasta citta doshah. Bhava sukha virata prashanta citta. Shruti rasikayatayo mumukshavoye.
The last line, ye mumuchava yatayaha. Mumuchava, seeker of the liberation. Yataya, striving. Striving means putting in effort. Putting in effort. So seekers who are striving for the liberation, then he says, idam upadesam hitam adriyantam. Idam means this. This upadesam, this teaching. Why you are giving this teaching? Hitam. Beneficial, adriyantam, to, for those seekers, I have given this teaching. And this, we find at many places also. In sadhana panchakam also, there are 40 steps. Those are also upadesh. Vedo nityadhiyatam, tadvitam karma sanushtiyatam. All the steps are given there also. Now he is saying, who will be benefited? I have given you the whole Advaita Vedanta. And how sukhbodha rupa, easy to comprehend. Whether you will be able to comprehend or not, it depends on sixth qualification. If you have got this sixth qualification, you will comprehend easily. If you don't have, then try to cultivate this characteristics first. First he says, vihita nirasta samasta citta dosa. Vihita means follow, prescribe the method. Nirasta to eliminate. Samasta citta dosa. Citta dosa means the impurities of mind. Samasta. Samasta citta dosa. First remove all the citta dosa. What is citta dosa? Vasana. What is the first step? At the last he's saying, for all of us, have you done the first step? Have you purified the mind? How you have to purify? Not going to discuss again. Number one, have you purified? If you have purified, you will get it. Number one, vihita nirasta samasta citta dosa. First is clean your mind. Then number two, bhavasukha virata. Bhavasukha from the world, virata. Have you developed vairagya? Have you seen the shortcomings of the bhavasukha? Worldly pleasures, enjoyments from the world, virata. Hua ye? Step number one. Step number two, vairagya from anatma. Prashanta chitta. Mind is peaceful. If the mind is there in anatma, it will be agitated. If the mind is with the atma, it is peaceful. Is your mind peaceful? Check. No, it is agitated. Why it is? It is reveling in anatma. Anatma means object, emotions, or thoughts, sansar, jagat. Nachiketa, when he was offered all this wealth and everything, he said, Tavai vivastava nritya gite. Oh, Yamaraj, you nritya gita apsara, you keep it. I don't want any apsara. And ratha and all that you want to give me, not interested. The worldly things, birata. Because he knows they are not permanent. They are not permanent. I don't want it. Shruti rasika, do you delight in scripture? These qualifications we should have. Birata, but I am not interested in listening. Shruti, ning. Shruti ni sunenge. I don't want to listen. Shruti rasika. We are TB rasika. Shruti rasika. No. TB rasika. We are TB rasika. Or Sangeet rasika. But Shankaracharya said you have to be Shruti rasika. Then yataha. Are you putting in effort? Listening after everything, yes. You have to purify your mind, yes. You will go and sit in your with your friends and you know how to realize? Only two steps. Purify your mind and get the knowledge done. Okay. Have you purified? You will not get it. Yataya! Are you putting an effort? Mumuchava. Last is Mumuchava, that you are the seeker of liberation. Okay, Gurudev said, listening to or reading Vivek Sudhamani is no guarantee of understanding. We all experience no guarantee of liberation. Shankar could see that after reading the whole thing, some will surely say, all this is a big bluff. Hence, he said, I have written this only for those who have the following six qualifications. So those qualifications we have discussed. Anyway, Gurudev has written, let me read it. Those who have completely purged the impurities of the mind, vyata nirasta samasta chitta dosaha, by following the prescribed method of samadham, uparati, titiksha, sraddha and samadhan. Number two, those who are averse to the pleasures of the world, which are ever-changing, bhavasukha birataha. Then number three, those whose mind are quiet and calm because of the reduction of vasana, prashanta chittaha. Those who take delight in the study of scriptures and those who have the mental attitude to understand the Upanishad, shruti rasikaha. Those who are putting forth the effort, those who are striving to realize that they have understood, yataya, burning desire for liberation, mukchava. Such people, when they read Vivek Chudamani, will understand and appreciate it. If we have for this qualification, Shankaracharya can guarantee, any guru can guarantee that you will realize there is no obstacle. You will definitely get it. To whom this knowledge should not be given in Gita, it is said, idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana. Jisne tap nahi kiya, who is not a bhakta, don't give. It's a barren land. Putting seed in there, it will never germinate. Don't give it to such people. Okay. Next, the last.
Now the grand finale. So this verse, I will chant twice and you repeat after me. Twice repeat it and then after that, third time we will chant together. संसाराध्वनितापभानुकिरण प्रोद्भूतदाहव्यथा खिन्नानां जलकांक्षया मरुभुवि भ्रांत्या परिभ्राम्यताम् अत्यासन्न सुधां बुधिं सुखकरम् ब्रह्माद्वयं दर्शयति एषा शङ्करभारती विजयते निर्वाणसन्दायिनी अगेन रीड एंड फॉलो संसारध्वनितापभानुकिरण प्रोद्भूतदाहव्यथा खिन्नानां जलकांक्षया मरुभुवि भ्रांत्या परिभ्राम्यताम् अत्यासन्न सुधां बुधिं सुखकरम् ब्रह्माद्वयं दर्शयति एषा शङ्करभारती विजयते निर्वाणसन्दायिनी नौ टुगेदर संसारध्वनितापभानुकिरण प्रोद्भूतदाहव्यथा खिन्नानां जलकांक्षया मरुभुवि भ्रांत्या परिभ्राम्यताम् अत्यासन्न सुधां बुधिं सुखकरम् ब्रह्माद्वयं दर्शयति एषा शङ्करभारती विजयते निर्वाणसन्दायिनी
शंकराचार्यजी द ग्रेट फिलोसफर पोएट इज रेवलिंग इन मेलोडी सी इवन आंटी जी कुड नॉट स्टॉप हरसेल्फ टू रिपीट इट टू टाइम्स सो ब्यूटीफुल पोएटिक Sansaradhvani, in the journey through the realm of the change, in this sansar, people are what? Khinnanam. First word I have taken, Sansaradhvani, next word is Khinnanam. Khinnanam, people are afflicted, dejected. Why? Dahavyatha, burning pain. They have pain of burning. Why? Tap bhanu kiran prodbhuta. The rays of the scorching sun is in the sky, heat is burning, giving pain, sorrow. Some may suggest, let us go to AC room. Chalo. Then say, jal kanchayam marubhu vibhrantya paribhramyatam. Then, think somebody is in the desert and he's thirsty and he's seeing that the water is there. When he reaches there, it further goes away. His thirst is not quenched. And if he gets water, see the how much peace he will get. We all are suffering from three tapa. not from the scorching sun. Whenever there is a scorching sun, we come inside. But we all are surfing with adhidaivik, abhautik, and adhyatmik tap. We all are suffering with this. They come one after another. Atyasan sudham buddhim sukakaram brahma advaya darsayati. Atyasan, in very close proximity, sudham buddhim, the ocean of bliss. This ocean of bliss is very close to us. Not even a 1 millimeter. Sukakaram, and it brings happiness when we reach there. Brahma advayam darsati. Brahma advayam, non-dual Brahman, is shown. The ocean of nectar, the non-dual Brahman, within each reach, within each easy reach, in order to lead them to liberation, Shankaracharya has given all this discourse. Why? So that we can easily reach that ocean of bliss. Esa Sankara Bharati Vijayate. Esa, this Sankara Bharati, glorious message of Shankaracharya. Esa Sankara Bharati Vijayate is victorious. It will give you Nirvana Sandayani. It will take you to the liberation. So this message, this text will take us to the ocean of bliss. Ocean of bliss? Satchidanand, ocean of bliss. And you will get Nirvana. What is Nirvana? Vana means arrow, you know, no? Dhanus Vana. Nirvana means there are no Vana there, you know. The Vana arrows, they come and pierce us. So there are three types of Vana. One Vana is Dukkha Vana. Mila aapko kabhi dukh? Are you getting dukkha baan? Yes. Mrityu baan, number two. Mrityu baan also, we know. Mrityu will also come. And agyan baan. The third arrow is agyan, ignorance. They are all affecting us. When we get this knowledge, what will happen? Dukkha baan gone. Sukh, agya. Dukh is gone, sukh has come. Mrityuvan, no more mrityu, I have become Brahman. Agyan, that also gone. Therefore nirvan, there is no more ban. No more samsaric sorrows will affect me. So Shankaracharya explains sadhana chatushtaya, atma anatma vivek, panchakosh vivek, sarir traya vivek, atma is Brahman, remove superimposition again and again, adhyarop apvad, and you reach to the Brahman. He gave us how to meditate also. Meditation verses also he gave us. Guru wrote this commentary when he was taking rest in one of the devotees' place. And devotee is Mr. Bhatia, G.B. Bhatia. He took the pain of getting this book published. And Guruji has listened this Vivek Churamani from Gurudev 2 to 3 times. Guruji remembers 581 verses. That is type of effort needed. That type of effort is needed. So with the grace of the Lord, Bhagwan Radha Krishna, and the blessings of the Guru Parampara, we could complete the Vivek Churamani here in 5 years' time. We started sometime in June 2016, and at the end of May 2021, in 5 years' time, today we have completed the text. So we are grateful to all of you for encouraging us to share our thoughts. Otherwise, if you were not there, kisko padhata main? Who will listen to me? I am thankful to Auntie Ji. It's most difficult to chant also. different verses and Shankaracharya to change. I mean, it's not the one type of chanting will do. Different type of meters are there. So half of the work was done by Auntie Ji. So I'm thankful to Auntie Ji so that we could take many texts at a time. Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Upanishad, Vivek Churamani, Gita. Because half of the work was done by her only. Chanting requires a lot of practice. Lot of practice. So thanks to all of you once again. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. Hari Om everybody.
Acha, don't think Vedanta, this Vivek Churamani is over. I will start again. Verse number one, we'll chant once again so that you continue your journey. Mm-hmm. Again,
we,
study.
We have to chant the verse number one together.
Sarva.
Acha. Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam Tamagocharam Govindam Paramanandam Sadgurum Pranatosmyam.